Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's 10 minutes before 9, time for our pre-opening commodity market report. Here's Illinois Public Media's Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom, and good Friday morning, everyone. The Labor Department today says consumer prices were unchanged in April as both food and energy costs declined to offset gains elsewhere. The docile inflation performance reflected a second monthly drop in energy costs and a third straight decline in food prices. Over the past year, consumer prices have fallen 0.7%, the largest 12-month decline since a similar drop for the 12 months ending in June of 1957. Meanwhile, the president of the Federal Reserve Bank in Dallas says Americans should brace themselves for a slow recovery back to health after the recession ends, with unemployment likely to hit the double digits. Richard Fisher says he expects, quote, not a V-shaped snapback, nor even a U-shaped one, but a very slow slog as we find a more sensible and sustainable mix between consumption and savings and investment. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 83.44 is up 12.82 points. The NASDAQ 1692.47 is up 3.26. And the S&P 500 at 891.77 is down 1.20 points.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, Hudsonville, Illinois, and Crescent City, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
Joining us now with a look at the weekend agricultural weather forecast is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. And more bad news in the short term, but things may be looking up a little bit area as we have rain right now that stretches across a good portion of the western Corn Belt on its way to the eastern Corn Belt. And some areas obviously will be flooded and any field work put on hold for a little bit while longer. But right now, it looks like next week we could see some decent improvement as the precipitation will start to taper off across western sections today. And as high pressure builds into the area, it looks like dry weather will start to really shift the focus to the east. There are some question marks in the forecast for the middle and end of next week. It does look like we will have pretty good chance to see much warmer conditions towards Wednesday and Thursday of next week as high pressure as it moves off to the east. We get that southerly flow. The question mark does remain with a system that it looks like it's going to be developing in northeastern Florida. And then if it takes a track up the east coast, it'll slow down to the east to west or the west to east movement of storms, keeping us a little drier a little longer. If it moves towards the Gulf of Mexico, it could start to stream moisture up, and we'll start to see more scattered showers back into the picture, especially across southern areas towards the middle and end of next week. And southern sections do not need any rain. Right now, the short-term soil moisture really overly done across portions of Arkansas and southeastern Kansas into western Missouri. The best locations as far as conditions, the best in our general area, southeastern Indiana and across a little portion of northern Kentucky. There's also some areas that are actually a little bit dry across eastern Ohio, and they will start to see more scattered showers there. The other big story weather-wise as we progress across the area into the weekend will be the occurrence of frost and possibly a hard freeze in some northern sections, but the growing season hasn't really gotten that deep enough to see much of a threatening situation from the cold, but frosts and freezes will occur all the way from the northern plains into the Great Lakes, and even some northern areas of Illinois and Indiana could see a little bit of frost early next week. Southeastern states and the Delta, again, it's almost it's difficult to say what's going to happen there without seeing the development of that big storm that could provide some very heavy rain, but it's just a crapshoot as to which way it goes. Other areas outside the U.S. Does look like Australia. We'll see net drying in most of their grain and oilseed areas. There will be a need for some rain in many areas late next week, and that will be a welcome increase in the soil moisture and probably help to get some start to their autumn planting there. Rain is expected in northeastern New South Wales towards the middle of next week. Again, precipitation welcome as they've had some pretty dry conditions there. And temperatures will change very little over the next few days with highs and lows similar to that we've seen through the week. Some warming will occur in the eastern sections early next week. And in South America, limited rainfall expected in the summer crop areas of Argentina, and precipitation did fall in Brazil, a significant precipitation yesterday and early today in Mato Grosso do Sul and through northern Rio Grande do Sul. Temperatures will turn much cooler in central and northern sections while slowly recovering in the far south. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 6.41¾, down 2. Last trade down 2.5. September, 6.52, down 1¾. Last trade down 3¼. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 5.92, down 1¼. Last trade down 4. September, 6.19, down 3/4. Last trade down 3¼. December, 6.40¾, down 1¼. Last trade down 5. July corn opened at 4.27¼, down 1. Last trade up a half. September, 4.36¼, down 1¼. Last trade up a half. December, 4.48¼, down 1. Last trade up a half. July beans opened at 11.46, down 1½. Last trade up 1½. September, 10.37, down 1 and down 3½. Last trade up 3½. November, 9.89½, down 2½. Last trade up 3¼. July soybean meal opened at 3.62.10, down 20. Last trade up 1.10. July soybean oil opened at 38.80, down 4. Last trade up 1. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Dave.
What do you think? Maybe a muted sort of trade today, and then we take a real hard look at the weather run on Sunday and come back Sunday night with something strong one way or another?
Oh, I think you've got it dead on. You know, we've got so many mixed things in the market today, and I think the market's ready to take a breather, basically, and regroup. When you've got potential for some of the rain coming out of the marketplace, you've got freezes in the weather, which we all know, you know, we're not far enough along here that a freeze is really going to cause a lot, but it certainly scares people a little bit. You've got all kinds of things going on the other side. You know, the LIBOR rate improved, so saying that banks are a little more willing to lend money. So from an economic side, that's a good thing. I just think there's a lot to digest, and today is going to be one of those days. We also have loan activity coming out after the close today. I think the trade's going to look at that pretty close to see once what the farmers are really doing. You know, are they going to be putting more grain out before we get into the truly into the solid planting season here, and are they going to hang on to it? You know, that there's just an awful lot to be looking at. I thought one of the most interesting things that came out this morning that may have a little impact but not a lot of impact today is Colin Peterson from Minnesota, the representative from Minnesota, introduced a bill basically to try and change some of the language in the EIA bill, because supposedly there was language put in there at the last minute that was never debated by Congress, which really penalizes the biofuels. In other words, we're talking about some of the carbon language that the EPA regulations just came out with. So I think this should be something that gives the trade a little more confidence that they're seeing some action in this area, that maybe the whole California thing isn't going to be as serious as what was anticipated.
Not a lot of time left before we get to the quotes, but I'm wondering, do you think that corn and soybeans can continue to rally together, or do you think we're going to enter a phase where one's going to go one direction and the other's going to go the other direction?
Well, up until now, I felt that they both would go together. I'm beginning to believe that we're going to see some divergence. We're going to see corn continue to move forward, especially I anticipate we're going to have some pretty poor crop progress numbers this next week. And so I think beans are going to begin to be pressured. They may still move forward some, but I don't think they'll be as aggressive as what they've been. When you ride around the country here, it looks like we got cornfields with Lakeview property. And so it's serious out there. But I do think that we will probably start to see beans at the very least slow down, because the idea that we're going to switch acres, probably Missouri, probably here in central Illinois, or at least for sure in southern Illinois and some of the other states, is becoming more real.
Thank you very much, Jackie.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 901.